The Cooper and Anthony Show.
Dumbass time.
You're a dumbass. You're a dumbass. You're grade A, number one, bona fide, first class. You're a dumbass. You're a dumbass. And you'll be one all your dumbass life.
Yay! I love dumbass time.
There's some good dumbasses today. Okay, today I'm calling out a couple from Florida.
Okay.
I'm calling out the whole state of North Carolina.
Okay.
And I'm calling out a stork.
Uh-oh. Okay. Huh.
There's a dumbass stork. So let's start with the whole state of North Carolina.
Okay.
They're right now in court to figure out if they can raise the minimum marriage age from age.
What?
Right now, it is currently 14.
They want to raise it or lower it?
They want to raise it to 16.
Oh, well, okay. That's a little better. I thought you meant they were going to lower it to 12.
Well, stay with me here.
Okay.
They want to raise it to 16.
Okay.
And the difference between the 16-year-old and their spouse can only be 4 years.
Okay, so a 16-year-old can marry a 20-year-old.
Right, but they can't marry a 21-year-old. Well, if this bill passes right now.
Oh, I see what you're saying. It can only be 4. So, okay, so they can marry somebody 16, 17, 18, 19, and 20, but they cannot marry somebody 21 and up.
Right.
Oh, interesting.
But right now, if you're 14, you can marry an 80-year-old if you want.
And it's North Carolina, so you know that there's somebody.
Okay, so you look back and you go, this really can't happen that often. I mean, why are we wasting the court's time? This doesn't happen. Okay, between the years 2000 and 2015, over 200,000 minors were legally married in North Carolina.
Over 200,000?
Roughly 6 children per 1,000 children were married in the state of North Carolina. 67% of the children were age 17. 29.
Oh, well, they were over the hill. That's fine. They weren't 14.
They're way past their prime.
Practically grandma at that age.
29% were 16. 4% were 15. And less than 1% were age 14 and under.
Okay, so wait a second. You didn't say zero. You said less than 1%, so that's not a lot. But the fact that there's even one, you know what I mean? The fact that there's even one 14-year-old who got married.
51 cases of 13-year-olds getting married and 6
what?
Cases of 12-year-olds getting married.
No. In what scenario does a 12-year-old need to get married?
In over 400 cases, the adult was aged 40. And in 31 cases, they were aged over 60.
No, okay. This sounds like it sounds like a pedophile ring going on there. There's something disgusting about that.
Now, all these people are moving to North Carolina right now that are listening, and you want to get here quick before they raise the age to 16.
Ugh. I'm so disgusted by all of this news. I thought that it was like, it's funny when you think of it like just as a concept, you're like, oh, it's crazy. But then when you put numbers to it, when you say that there's actually, listen, I'm assuming it's men over 60 who are marrying.
Yeah, we don't know. Girls
who are 14 and under, but maybe it's women over 60. It doesn't really matter what the gender is. It could be two men. Is gay marriage legal in North? Of course it is. It's in the country. What am I talking about? It's funny because I grew up with that idea of like, I couldn't wait for gay marriage to be legal. And I still have that thing that it's state by state in my head. State can we get married in? but yeah. I forgot that it's legal in the entire country. Duh. So I'm really interested in what the scenarios were. Like, how that happened. And I can't imagine a 12-year-old looking at a 60-year-old and being like, hey, baby. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, what's that about?
6 cases of 12-year-olds getting married. I want to know every one of these cases. I want to know why.
Right.
I want to
know
who
the person is.
Who? I want to know if it's still going. So if they're 75 years old and it's and they're still married, then okay. You know, but what's the odds of the 12-year-old that you're getting married to, you're still going to be married to at 21?
I don't think you're going to be still married to them when they're 13.
Oh, so they aged out. But
no, it's not. No. Well, maybe if it's a pedophile, but look at how kids are. Think about your kids. I mean, think about kids that like at one point, like a couple of years ago, it was like fidget spinners. You know, they couldn't get enough of fidget spinners. Mm-hmm. And now it's that thing that you pop. I forget what they're called, but you the poppets, the thing that you pop and it's like bubble wrap.
Right.
And so fidget spinners are out. You know, kids are fickle. Think about like, you know, I have a niece who was really into Frozen. Oh, my God. Every time I was over there, she was watching Frozen. She was dressed like some of the characters from Frozen. Frozen, Frozen, Frozen. I go back over there. There's nothing Frozen in there. She's now onto Marvel. She's now into Suicide Squad and Black Widow and DC Comics and all that kind of stuff. She could care less about Frozen. She's moved from Disney to Marvel and DC.
So and at 12, she didn't think a 60-year-old was hot?
No, but I'm saying kids are very fickle. they change what they like.
One day they'll like grandpa, then the next day they don't.
Right, that's what I'm saying. So you can't rely on a 12-year-old to be with you by the time they're 13, they're on to something else.
Oh, okay. Got it. yeah, I mean, at 12 years old, I was eating grass. I mean, I don't know how these people are getting married. Okay.
Yeah, there's no way that should be. That feels like child abuse to me. There's something wrong there. That feels like pedophilia and child abuse. It should be illegal. It has to be illegal because at 12, you can't make decisions for yourself. At 14, at 16, you're like 40 something. You can't make decisions for yourself.
You've made the fight for years and years and years that people's brains don't even develop until a certain age.
Over 20.
Over 20. So, and I don't think you should get married until the age of 40 because
I agree.
Still haven't figured your life out by the time you're 40. So
right.
At 12, you shouldn't be getting married. Okay, so there we called out a whole state dumbass. Now let's call out Florida. That's easy enough.
Always easy.
There's a couple in Florida. They were going to Hawaii.
Mm-hmm.
So they said, hey, let's go to Hawaii. And let me tell you, this girl, hot as hell. Like model hot. Okay.
Okay.
Like she's a Miami 9.5.
Okay.
And in North Carolina, that's a 17 out of 10.
Right.
So she's on South Beach, you go, damn. And there's not many of those. So her and her husband decide they're going to go to Hawaii and take their two children.
Okay.
To Hawaii with them. What did they bring? The children's vaccination cards.
Okay. Are they young children, like little?
They were born in 2016 and 2017. Let's do the math.
Oh, okay.
2016, so that's 5.
Yeah, so the kids are too young to have been vaccinated. So they're fake vaccination cards.
So they got the kids a vaccination card, 4 and 5. They're vaccinated. Here you go, Mr. Airplane person. They didn't like that very much. They took the couple to jail and fined them $8,000.
Because they probably also lied about their own vaccinations.
Right. If they're going to get it for the kids.
Right.
They're dumbasses. And they went directly. They didn't go to Hawaii. They went directly to jail.
Directly to jail. Look, we got one for the cat, too. The cat was vaccinated. And these dogs. Would you like one? We have an extra.
All right. So this is kind of a sad story, but it's still a dumbass because it's a stork. And the stork's a dumbass. So the stork grew up in the tropics. They don't know where. It's a wood stork. So it's probably in, Haiti or something like that. So it decides it's going to migrate. Where does it decide it's going to migrate to? New York City.
Oh, my God.
So
that's weird.
It migrated a long way. What part of New York City did it decide it's going to live now? it decided it's going to go to Staten Island.
Oh, that's not the place to go, Stork.
The Stork died 10 days later because it ate the trash on Staten Island and died. So the Stork was a dumbass that it could have stopped anywhere else.
Anywhere.
But 10 days, that's all the Stork could handle on Staten Island. Ate some foam that was in the trash and died.
That's really sad.
But it could have landed in Virginia,
Maryland. Yeah, it could have gone anywhere. It could have got, it's got wings. It can go anywhere it wants.
But Staten Island, it's the place it wanted to go.
That's most people that go to Staten Island, that's usually their fate.
It was the last time a wood stork was spotted in New York was 1973.
Oh, Jesus.
So they don't go that far, but I guess it was in the news in Stork World that you should go to Staten Island because it's a cool place to go. This one died. So
it was the lead story in the Stork Gazette.
Staten Island Stork, you're a dumbass.
You're a dumbass. You're a dumbass. You're grade A, number one, bona fide, first class. You're a dumbass. You're a dumbass. And you'll be one all your dumbass life.